Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button. Sans Pants Radio, stop or you'll make me bigger. Hey everyone, before we get started, we just want to let you know that the D&Ds for Nerds Season 2 USB tape is now available from our good friends over at audiobooksontape.com. It contains all 23 episodes of Season 2, several of which have yet to be released, as well as D&Ds for James and Side Quests Volume 1, all completely ad-free. But that's not all, we're also including over 14 hours of bonus 5th Ed adventures. We continue the story of Merchant and Sir Greatbirth in The Merchant of Greatbirth 2, Electric Boogaloo, and then we branch out into three separate standalone adventures, all set in the slave city of Eldsotha. All purchases automatically come with a free digital download, and speaking of digital purchases, we're happy to announce that we've launched our digital store over at podkeep.com. Just head to sanspantsradio.podkeep.com to peruse the digital discography that we have on offer. We have all of the bonus 5th Ed adventures, Plumbing the Death Star talks loudly over films, and even the very first iteration of D&D's for Nerds when it was simply a four-part adventure with far too many sound effects stolen from World of Warcraft called Roll for Initiative. Dinosaur Park will be available fairly soon as we finish up the cover art, so go check them out. All the links are in the show notes of this very episode. Also, if you happen to listen to the show on iTunes, could you do us a huge favor and go give us a 5-star rating and review? That would be much appreciated and really help us with the iTunes rankings and how all that nonsense works. Now, enjoy the show. There's nothing sadder than a group of adults searching for imaginary traps, but that is exactly what we're doing today. Welcome to episode 45 of D&D is for Nerds. As always, I'm Joel Zammit playing the part of Leo Shadow, and across the table we have Ali Kathleen playing Princess Ainsley Foggyfeather.
Hello!
And next to her we have Jackson B. Bailey playing the part of Cassius Christie. Yeah! And, of course, our ever-handsome DM, Adam Clifford the Big Red Dog.
I'm chained here. I'm chained.
Shh, hush, my child. Previously on D&D is for Nerds.
You hear a low growling sound from inside in the darkness.
Hello?
A wolf leaps out at you.
This bad.
What, a wolf?
I don't think someone's in here, but their pet wolf is now dead.
So we'll be in trouble if they come back. Do you want to? I'll produce flame and we'll give it a...
a Viking burial. Well,
you cast produce flame?
Yes!
Okay, you cast that and then there's an explosion.
Oh wait, it's one guess.
You know what a crocodile is. This is a lot bigger than a crocodile.
Oh, Adam, you son of a bitch.
No, Adam, no.
I don't want to get choked alive.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, you're not.
No.
Adam,
no! Crimson!
The giant crocodile moves through the water towards the three of you faster than you could ever imagine. It slams into you, Cassius, with force that you did not know a creature could have.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I want you to roll the damage because I think this might kill you.
Oh my god. I am so Adam on a goddamn valet.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so it's that.
Oh no,
plus
there's
12.
More.
Double it.
You don't have that much. You got to roll like 2.
Oh, what did you get?
You got 8. 8 plus 12, 20. You got 4. Oh, you're minus 2.
I'm on -2.
Wait, what did you roll on the dice?
4.
8. 4s. 2, 2 fours,
eight.
Yeah.
So 22, 44 damage.
12 plus 8 is 20.
You're right, sorry, yeah.
So 40 damage.
40, yeah, sorry.
Oh my god, I would have been fine if I hadn't exploded
you're
the swamp.
You're on -4, Cassius. You're on -4.
Run! Just leave me, I'll be right.
He was on 36 hit points.
Oh,
he might have
can't
recorded
count
his...
before.
Yeah.
You can use your sneaky wand.
Yeah.
Wand me back to life.
Yeah, wand him back to life. Maybe the crocodile will still be confused and try to eat this dwarf.
Cassius goes down.
We know.
Okay, Ainsley. You're next in the line, by
Please
the way.
Run. Oh. Please just
wand,
run.
Wand.
Can
leave
I,
me
if
be.
If you wand him, he gets back up.
But you then what happens to me?
Nothing.
Cassius will technically be in the way.
Yeah.
Cassius will only be like one or two hit points.
Do it. Though. I don't give
heal.
A...
Heal.
Heal
him?
Heal.
I will die so that you may get a chance to run away and marry your beloved.
Yep.
Cassius, you're on 2 hit points.
Right, you're breathing. Now you're going to get...
Am I unconscious,
again.
Though?
No,
I'll say you're awake.
Okay. Why would you bring me back?
Now you might die, Cassius. It's your turn, though. You can do something if you want.
Can I heal yourself? Yeah, but I'm never...
You're not going to be able to get that many hit points back. Try casting another spell. I would recommend
paralyzing him again?
Try that again, because he rolled pretty high on that one.
Okay, I'm gonna try and...
You have to take a step back, though, you and Ainsley are, like, next to each other.
All right. Oh, God.
Okay, you do that?
And I'm gonna yell run as I do it.
You got it.
Oh, thank God.
The alligator, like, stops in its tracks.
Whew.
This is gonna last for 4 rounds.
Heal yourself up for
you
4 rounds.
You have 4 times 6 is 24 seconds to get away from this thing.
I was going to say,
run.
If
I say
run.
Is
he going to catch up to us?
It moved pretty slow, even when it was charging.
Yeah,
you guys,
I'd say fucking
it
run.
Moved super slow.
I'm going to run.
Like Leo, it could probably catch you, though.
Mm. Okay, can you run and heal yourself at the same time? As in, like,
you can't run. You can, like,
move, heal.
It'd be hard, though.
Mm.
Like, you don't want to do it in the first round. You want to get some distance first.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Can I pick up Leo and Ron?
You'd be moving at an incredibly slower pace.
He's fine. All right.
Leo has a bit of a head start. You just got to hope that's enough.
Yep.
I'm going to yell run and just start legging it.
Legging it. And also sneakily heal if you can.
I'm going to wait until I get some distance.
The fourth round.
Good plan. Yeah.
Yeah.
After the 20th second.
That saved you guys.
Oh my God. We would have been dead.
I'm not even kidding.
Okay. Another instance of Adam being like, whatever, they can take this. Being like, wait, no, they can't.
You should be able to. That should have been like a hard fight, but a fight you would win.
Classic us.
Oh, God.
No! Adam!
It's catch. Okay, Ainsley and Cassius, you're fine, but Leo, you're way behind and it's catching up.
Run, Leo. Mm. Should have picked him up.
You could try climbing a tree, but you got to be like really fast climbing the tree because it's long and it could just reach up and get you.
Yeah. Have you healed yourself a little bit at least?
I'm saying this is just you like running, period.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn.
It's not like on you yet, but if this happens again, it might be. You gotta, like, pick up your game now.
Oh, I'm actually super, super happy Grayson didn't come along. Like, I'd be super bummed if he got et by a crocodile. And I know he'd feel obligated to kill the crocodile.
Yeah. I'm gonna keep running, you sons of bitches.
Okay, again?
Yeah. Maybe you guys can heal. Maybe one of you can slow down, because I'm on 17.
Oh, no, Adam. I'm so happy.
I'm not happy. I don't want to... Just
get Leo.
No, wait, I am happy.
No, wait, this is the best day of my life.
Leo, it's nipping at your heels, jeez. But you are within sight of that rock from before.
All right.
Are we all inside of that rock?
I'm saying like Cassius and
Ainsley,
you're like next to it. You could start climbing up.
We will. We will.
This alligator, crocodile.
Distract
sorry,
it by shooting it with your bows and shit.
But if we get on top of the rock, then I can produce flame and ignite some swamp gas and blow it up.
All right, let's do that then.
But get on top of the rock
I'm
first.
Trying.
Okay.
You little idiot. Don't die, you little idiot.
Save me. Oh, I only need 2 dice. You two start pulling yourselves up. Oh, thank God.
Oh, my heart.
It eats you whole.
Just in one. Up.
It's like not even, no rolls required.
Watching that little Leo being like, and then you're like, and it just.
You hit this patch where it's like, it's only ankle deep for you now, Leo, And actually, like, when you guys are moving, just regular moving, you're about the same speed. So you're actually, like, keeping a good distance. You've, like, gained a bit of thing. You're at the rock. You can start climbing up now.
I jump, like, hold me. Gotcha. Catch me.
You climb up the rock.
Yes.
When you guys get up there, the crocodile, like, sort of slows down. Oh, it's, like, God. Within range of your bows, but it doesn't know
yeah,
that.
Cool.
It's always way
there. Yeah, cool. Yeah. Bowing it.
Start
bowing it.
Shooting
you
him.
Fucking flame shit it.
That's
whatever.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
let's arrange this town. Let's cheat it. Cheat it.
Ainsley, yes. You're first.
Yep.
Rapid shot.
Yes, please.
You hit it. What?
Not good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Not good.
Okay.
Great. I hit it great. I hit it right
once.
In the eye and the. Oh.
You hit it once.
In the
and
face?
You deal 5 damage.
Five damage?
That's all right. Hey. I mean, it's better than last
that's
time.
That's pretty good.
Your second one.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's a critical beard. Crit bad.
Your second one.
Crit sad time.
Like. When you release the arrow, you're about to do. Have you ever seen, like, in the cartoons where they release.
Like they release the bow?
Yeah, they release the bow. You're about to do that, but you're like, oh, no. You, like,
good.
Grab it by the last second. You nearly fire your bow.
It's kind of funny.
Okay, then it's Cassius. Produce flame?
But will produce flame just produce it near me?
Yeah, in your hand.
And that will blow us up.
Can you check this? Because I don't have everything I have written down here. Do I have fireball? Can you look that up for me?
That's how you hit me.
You don't have fireball. I'm telling you that much.
I do?
You don't.
Okay. What do you fire?
Bruce Flame. Bruce Flame has hurt more party members than it has friends.
But if I make my fire blade and throw that, does that
work? Still going to probably blow us up.
No, we're on top of a rock. If you guys get in the house.
No, but there's swamp gas everywhere.
Only around the bottom
prepared.
Of the rock.
I don't know. He just said you were going to blow us all up.
That was because it was produced flame, which comes up right in my hand.
How many of your third level... Oh, do you even get third level spells?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I think
how
only...
many of them have you cast today?
None.
Do you know you have Cure Moderate Wounds as one of your third level spells? Maybe. You can heal a lot more hit points than what the wand does.
Maybe do that to yourself.
You can also spontaneously cast Summon Nature's Ally 3, which calls a creature to fight.
Oh my god,
you.
Guys, Entanglement!
Also Entanglement.
I could have done that! Next shot, guys.
Hang on.
Next shot.
Finally use magic.
I'll finally use it for once.
You can infect someone with a disease. Oh, you have Call Lightning.
Oh, I have Call Lightning? How long have I had Call Lightning for?
How long have you had third level spells?
I think...
A while.
Super recently. I think that was fourth level.
Well, hang on,
let's just double check in case I don't have any third level spells.
You don't.
I don't?
No, you mistakenly thought you did. Next level you got.
Well, lucky I've not used any. Call Lightning's the best.
That would make sense then. I was wondering why you... Whatever.
Jackson, I hate you so much.
You have reduced animal.
Perfect.
You could have made him small.
I'm going to cast it now.
You got to touch him though.
I'll leap onto him from the rock.
Oh, you have Flaming Spear.
Yeah, he said that before.
I'll cast Flaming Spear and throw it.
You don't need to throw that. There's yeah. You
but he
need
wants to,
throw.
To, though.
Flaming sphere. You just create it in an area.
Cool.
Okay. You do that. The fireball, like, explodes the area around it.
Everybody?
No. Not everybody. Only, like, near enough to the crocodile. Yeah. Half damage. Somehow. I guess it goes underwater or something.
Crocodile is very good at dodging.
Whoa! Just rolls out of the way. Barrel
rolls
out of the way.
Deals a whopping...
100 points of
damage. 6 points.
You're welcome.
It's doing pretty
then
good.
The fireball itself deals 3 damage.
Good job.
That's pretty good.
And you can just hold the fireball there if you want.
Oh my god,
How far does that fireball move? You might be able to just leave it on the
exploding swamp
it's not
gas.
It's not gonna keep swamp gas exploding though.
Just like hold
like
it near
creative.
Him.
Yeah. Just keep it around him. Circle him.
How do we even find these fucking monsters?
I don't know.
We literally
also,
just had to
point
look
out,
at a chick.
This is a spell you've had for a while, yes?
Yeah.
I suppose.
It's a pretty good spell.
It's all right.
You should have had that. You should have better notes. Like, know what you have. Like, instead of
maybe,
hey. The spear, basically, you can just keep it on it for a couple of rounds.
I will. Yeah, you could be like, let's use
okay,
your spell.
So
it's like, no, I want to punch it in the face. I want to punch a crocodile in its mouth. I want to get a fucking tooth and make a necklace rather than explode it.
Oh, my God.
The crocodile's like, fire. And it, like, tries to run, and you just hold the spear on it.
Yeah, I'm going to burn it to death.
You deal 9 damage.
That's good. You're doing good.
Hey, man.
Good job.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm taking the head of this crocodile as a trophy.
There needs to be more positive. Reduce it first.
Oh, that's a great idea. Then I can.
Tiny little crocodile head.
I think it reduces it by one size, and if it's giant, then it'd go to large, and I could...
Still be big.
In my head, like any sort of like MMO or any sort of game where this is happening, like the crocodile is glitching out and going back to full health because we're clearly cheating.
And then it's out of range. Like your flaming sphere can't actually. It's like the crocodile is a little bit faster than flaming sphere, but it's so big that you can just like, it's like slowly getting away from this flaming sphere. Mm-hmm. So now it's like, it goes back into the swamp and you lose sight of it.
Let's heal up.
Heal up. All right.
I'm going to stab myself with the wand.
It's just a pity, though, because you were super close to killing it.
Aww. Can we chase it?
Do you want to?
I kind of want to.
Yes.
You could get it in one go, but it could get one of you in one go.
Let's go chase this well lizard. Wait, I'm not halfway.
You don't have time to heal up if you're going to chase it.
Can I use entanglement? It'll entangle it, won't it? Well, that'll catch it.
You can actually.
Yeah? Hell yeah. I'm so excited. This is the first time I've ever been able to use entanglement.
I just lost the mark in the book.
Big crocodile.
Giant crocodile.
Giant crocodile.
Dire crocodile?
Giant crocodile. Just giant.
Is there a picture?
Nah. It's a pity. It doesn't have any pictures of the animal. Oh, just imagine a crocodile, but like three times the size or something.
Oh, I'm scared. Oh, my God. I couldn't imagine it before, but then you hear those descriptive words.
Yeah,
okay. I'm scared.
Yeah, you hold it in place, so I guess you get another...
You're welcome, guys.
Couple turns at least.
Does it do damage? Or does it just hold it?
It just holds it in place.
That's still pretty good.
I mean, like, yay, but like it's kind of a shit spell.
8 damage?
If I was by myself.
We're gonna burn this thing.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Pretty
easy.
I'm gonna shoot it.
Oh good. Do you have a bow and arrow?
Do you have
a crossbow?
No, I got a short bow.
Did anyone have a crossbow?
No.
You kill it.
Hey!
Yes.
Good.
Now stab me with that wand.
Now use potion of. I mean, use
No, I don't have moderate healing. That was me getting a mistaken.
Oh.
Stab me, stab yourself. Actually, stab yourself.
I got cure light wounds, but a wand won't waste a thing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start stabbing everyone with the cure light wounds wand. Then I'm going
to
go and get
it. Hang on, I get to that. Like, I'm trying to work out if a crocodile should give you treasure.
Yes, it should.
Fancy, no.
No, I want boots.
I want boots out of this crocodile.
Let's skin it and make armor.
Yeah, it doesn't have any stats for treasure.
I'm going to take its teeth and make a necklace anyway.
Okay, so you guys start healing up.
Necklace.
Yep.
Can we heal up?
Who's taking damage?
All right. Everyone.
Oh, God, Cassius.
I know.
Start with Ainsley because you're the least hurt.
Yeah, I'm 5.
So whose wand are we using?
Mine. Okay. We use mine.
We use
mine often.
Oh, one use and you're back to full hit points.
Okay.
Nice.
What about Leo? I think you should only take...
And then Leo takes 2 uses to get you to 4 points.
That's not too bad.
That's pretty good.
Oh, but you have not a lot of health.
And Cassius.
Here we go. I just imagine me sitting at that rock being like,
stab.
Just jabbing it into my side.
Good. I like the idea of putting it over your head. Like, you know when you used to go to like birthday parties and they were fairy themed and mother fairy come along and be like,
you're doing this every time. Like, Cassius, you just don't have to.
Oh, the fairy's coming.
I'm a fairy princess.
Oh, you're the fairy
Cassius,
princess.
Stop it.
Cassius, I
don't understand.
Shrek.
Why do you.
You're a fairy princess.
I'm a fairy princess.
I've
never
princess.
Heard you this lady like before. My fairy princess.
That's not even your.
What are you doing? Fairy princess.
That's a good joke.
A princess?
No? Not really, Cassius. Pretty crap.
I feel like I think I'm some lobby.
Allie,
Kathleen.
Oh, there we go.
Has the person who belonged to, like, the wolf owner, has they come back yet? In all this commotion? Just see us stabbing ourselves with wands, a burnt crocodile, a
Cassius,
dead wolf.
It takes 9 goes to get you back to full hit points.
Well. But I'm there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
We need to get, like...
You are, quotation marks, there.
Another one of those wands, but for, like, the next level.
Cure moderate.
Yeah.
Let's get cure heavy. Why not? Worth the money. Are you looking for these 2 dice?
Oh, there, yes.
I was using them to not die, like, to see if I died.
That's right. That's why they were over there.
Let's go over and inspect that crocodile.
Yes.
Okay.
We claim it's a giant fucking ass crocodile, 15 feet long.
How big's one of the teeth?
How can we can we take teeth, please?
Probably like maybe the length of your forearm.
Can we take one each?
The main, like, you know, cool. The crocodiles have those main two incisors, are they called?
Incisors,
incisors. The main two of those are maybe like as long as a dwarven arm, so slightly shorter than a human one.
Cool. I'd like to take one, and I'd like to sheath it like a sword.
It won't work like a sword. You know
that,
right?
Won't work like a rapier?
It won't work like a rapier.
However, if I grab a few of these, put in my backpack, because then I can use them as a launch item.
You quite handily like work one out.
That's awesome.
What, sorry?
Can I take a bunch of crocodile teeth, so then I have stuff to launch?
Are you going to take them?
Yeah.
I mean, we would all like to take crocodile teeth.
Surprisingly, you managed to get a couple intact
teeth. I just like to imagine you being like, leap up, grab one, and just hold it as it slowly pulls out of the top gum.
I would also like one, please.
How many teeth do I get, Adam?
Hang on, I'll roll for you in a sec. Ainsley, you get the other big one, I guess.
Oh, I get a big one.
Sick.
At least 10.
Big.
Leo, you get
croc
3.
Oh, keep going. I want like a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
Gonna run out of teeth soon.
Not good.
Big ass.
You've got 12 in total
Excellent.
Now.
Excellent.
And you want to stop there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a very toothless now.
Gross. Well, now I have something to launch.
Yeah. When you do your scatter spray, how good?
Yeah. Also, you want to do a launch item rather than scatter spray.
Yeah, that's
spray
what I meant. That's
but you
I
can
said.
Drop them on the floor
could,
out of your bag.
But I'm not
and
you,
scatter
so I'm gonna launch item.
All right. Let's head check out the third one. We still gotta find the third one.
That's what we're doing here.
God damn.
But, hey, do you want to just detect animals?
Yeah, just real quick, cast.
So we can avoid this.
It's
I point at the crocodile.
You are going to run out of castings of that spell before you get even halfway.
Never mind.
Before you can get a quarter.
I'm assuming
before you get to where you met the crocodile, you are going to run out of castings.
And I assume because we're in a swamp, it's going to be like one of those
everywhere.
Can't see the forest for the trees sort scenario where I'm like, there's just animals. What did you want to know? There's a frog. There's parrots.
We used to avoid the crocodile
there's
thing.
A snake.
But let's keep going. Okay, you can take point again.
I will. Another crocodile.
Another.
Now we know how to deal with it now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No hassle this time.
Oh,
you
good.
Get to the third one. The third one, there's like, the third one is definitely memorable because there's like some sort of, you assume whoever this hermit, it's like a Muppet
what?
But also a hermit. audience, they're putting their arms above their heads.
We're Muppeting.
Yeah.
I have enough trust and faith in the audience to know that they know what a Muppet sounds and looks like.
Kermit
and does.
Anyway.
Yes, what is this Muppet doing?
This hermit obviously gets hassled by something, like maybe crocodiles a lot, because there's like a stone wall that it looks like it has to have been magically created around the small hut. And in front of the stone wall are like, you know, wooden spikes sticking outwards.
Cool.
Also has like wooden spikes just like set into the top of it. It looks like a war camp, like the orcish war camp you came across.
Oh, wow.
I'm gonna guess this is
Catherid.
Hot assumption here. It's got a gut feeling.
There's like a gate. The gate looks like it has, the gate has this massive heavy chain on it, and the chain is locked, which is odd for a druid. Druids don't often use metal.
Do you make this do I know? Does
Cassius
know this?
Tell. You don't use metal.
This.
It's not natural.
Yeah. Well, a druid wouldn't use metal. That's why I don't kind of metal
gloves. A blighter is no longer a druid,
but
though.
I say that.
Well, true.
So can they use metal?
A blighter can, yeah. It's not really a druid anymore, is it?
No.
Use your head, Leo.
That's what I'm confirming with you.
Yes.
Good.
Yes, you're right.
Is there any movement around that house?
You can't see into, like, the gate blocks your view of the... you can see, like, over the gate, you can see the top of the little cottage thing, but you can't see the cottage.
I'd
like
to get Mr.
Proper.
Fists to go and have a look in.
Mr. Fists, like, dives below the tree canopy and tries to fly over the
ignites
building.
In flame.
Mr. Fists, no! Oh, that's all right, because at fifth level I can get an ape, I noticed.
As soon as that happened, like, as soon as Mr. Fists gets close... you get like from him the mental like feeling of like nope, 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 and then he just fucks off.
Mr. Fists. Mr. Fists does not like this place.
All right, so I reckon this is.
I would say it's a.
Do we want to go check the fourth one out just to be certain, or are we going to put all eggs in this one basket?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. You already said that, you know, oh, I saw Fenra. So even if we go back and this is the wrong one, there's no skin off our nose.
That's true.
How far away is... Unless he goes back there and tells them that he lied.
How is the... much is the fourth? Where? How far away is the fourth?
Yeah, how far away
another couple hours out of your way.
Do you want to just go to
might
that one?
Might as well check it.
And then we can chuff on home.
Come back.
This will be your day.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll
go to the fourth one. Why not?
Yeah, you get there without any trouble. The fourth one's set into a tree. The tree's like obviously leaning to one side because of the weight of this treehouse. It's like a child's treehouse. So
good.
Awesome.
It's one room and it's not a big one room.
Cool.
There's like a rope ladder that obviously descends down. The rope ladder's been pulled up and you can see a light in the window.
Cool. I'm not even gonna hello, we call up. I'm not gonna try and hide this one.
A young man like sticks his head out the there's nothing in the window. Yeah. Sticks his head out the window. What?
Do you need anything?
No.
Milk? Okay, cool. Have a good one.
See ya.
You right. Too.
We're good. We can
go
back.
Let's chuff back home. Yeah.
We'll chuff back to the village. I wanted to hit me focus on it. We're like, oh, never mind.
Pretty much.
Super funny
you still
though.
Leading the way, Cassius?
Yeah.
Good.
Super funny. Super...
Would have gotten lost otherwise.
Would have been super funny if that was the druid just using a spell to change her face. Could have happened.
Could have happened.
Could have happened.
Whatever. No skin off our nose.
You get back. You get back to the tavern, mm-hmm. I guess. You'd go mm-hmm. to the tavern, yeah?
Yeah.
Not Leo. I was about to say Leo. Grayson yes. is sitting in the bar still. He looks like he's had a few.
Cool.
Grayson, we're good. We're good to go.
He nods. Okay. Cool. Right, so what did you have to kill?
Nothing.
Nothing. Well, an alligator.
That's a roll bluff for you.
That's tiny alligator.
It wasn't, you know...
That was huge.
We still lie. Crocodiles. They're tiny crocodiles.
Oh. I just don't want to make it seem like Aisley was ever in danger.
What's that?
You don't know what a crocodile is?
You know what a well lizard is?
No.
Okay, think of like, do you know a lizard,
you guys
yeah?
spend like a couple hours explaining
like
crocodiles.
I like when we get like napkins.
Yeah.
We've been this far south.
Trying to draw it in charcoal.
Like think of a lizard, but with a longer snout.
Sorry, he's been to Huskra, yeah, but he's like, never been to like the
oh, wait,
southern side of
he
the
has
continent.
No idea. So think of like a puppy. And then a little bit bigger teeth. And that's about
no
it.
Fur.
No fur. Like real downplayed.
As you're describing it, he's like, how big did you say this thing was?
Size of a...
Like a puppy.
Like puppy.
Like a little puppy.
About the size of a puppy, yeah, huh?
Like a big puppy. Mm? And like a...
I don't think you noticed this, Cassius, he yeah. says, because, you know, you're pretty often, like, covered in gore and whatnot. But there's a lot of your own blood I can see on you.
Was a vicious little guy.
He like just like comes out with a finger and he just pokes it into one of the holes that the crocodile made in your armor.
Bad news.
He didn't hurt you because
no,
you know you're completely
I've
healed. But like he's just like he could probably get two fingers into this hole. So the only
like,
hole is
like a bit,
whatever. I'm not gonna make that.
Yeah, don't.
Like a puppy, but like a big puppy.
Look,
like,
everyone's alive, Grayson, so get off our backs.
We huff and go to bed.
And there's not much for us we got to do. We got 3 days, we'll meet him at the docks, and tickety-boo's your uncle.
Tickety-boo.
Tickety-boo's your uncle. Tickety-boo's your uncle.
Okay. You get a lot of weird stares from the locals, but no one tries to fight you like they did the first day.
We killed a giant crocodile.
Not that anyone
a small
knows.
Crocodile.
Like Grayson just behind you. Mm.
It was so little tiny.
He knows you were
tiny. Tiny like you would
He's
not believe.
Okay. On the third day, you guys row out to about where Bad Bronze left you.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't take long for Bad Bronze's ship to reappear. It's moving a lot like higher in the water now. You assume they've like dropped off a lot of cargo.
Oh, okay. Good on them.
Good on them.
They like throw down some ropes for you guys to, you know, latch onto. They bring you back up aboard. Mm-hmm. And Bad Bronze is there to greet you. Hmm. What'd you find?
So we
a very
the
small
map.
Crocodile.
We circle where it was. That's where she is.
The third one?
The third
one.
Okay. That's where she is. We
Oh no,
Adam, you son of a bitch.
Oh, you've, what have you done? You.
Look at it. Listeners cannot even comprehend the grin on Adam's face.
It's such a little baby vole face where he's gonna fuck us.
Bad Bronze folds the map up, tucks it into his pocket, and he nods and says, "Thank you very much for this. You've helped me greatly."
And I explain about the...
You've saved a lot of lives today.
Oh my God.
Good. We explain the barricades, everything that's going on there.
That makes sense.
And
that's probably where she is.
Yeah. And Mr. Fist's being all scared of...
Oh.
You know what? Not our problem anyway.
Yeah, it's not our problem anymore.
That was what we could deduce from the evidence that was provided.
Although, look, the first one, don't worry about that. The fourth one, don't worry about that. The second sneaky one, we couldn't see anyone, so it might be there as well, but we
detect the hints of medicine.
No, I'm just scared of you, Adam. It's not metagame, it's being terrified of your face.
Look, it's not our problem. If it's wrong, it's wrong. Nobody's coming for
us. I'm 98% sure it's the third
one. But you're positive it's the third one.
Yeah, look, if it's going to be anywhere...
Like, the evidence that was given to us, we deduce that she's...
Don't even worry about it. I trust your instincts, he says.
I was cocky until your stupid face, Adam.
And then you sail off into the sunset.
We sure do, Adam.
Sunset's in the east, right? Oh, wait, where do you guys want to be dropped off?
Oh, yeah, that's up to Grayson and Ainsley.
Where do we live? Where did Grayson come from?
Grayson.
When are you telling us you're like... Cause
I remember...
After the wedding.
After the wedding, apparently.
After the wedding.
He said that I had to wait until after the
wedding. We need to split up them party funds.
If you're lucky.
Grayson would probably suggest that you guys head to... He knows a small town. Oh, actually, no, wait. He doesn't know the southern side. Yeah, Grayson just says that you need to get to Kandor and into Kandor proper. So it's like a long sail along the southern coast. Or just let off somewhere. Along the southern side of this continent, there's a trail called the King's Path. And the King's Path is not really named after any king, but it's named after
king.
The fact that... No, just because a lot of merchants... It's basically a paved road that runs the entire length of the continent. And in these days, a paved road that long is an amazing feat. A lot of merchants call it the King's Path because they're like... If I keep working this path for long enough, rich as a king.
I'll become a king.
Yeah, that sort of thing. It's not actually marked on that map, unfortunately. Hang on, let me show you on the big map.
If I keep paving this road, then I'll become royalty.
The road's been there for as long as possible. It's a lot of origin stories for how the road came about. It's very faint on the big map. Just on the southern end.
So
the king's road.
So where are we heading to again?
We're here, so we're going to go to Bullridge.
Bullridge?
Bullridge is probably the best city to get to.
Are we going down, are we?
Wait, where are we going?
Where are we going? What was the town again that you mentioned that I was listening to?
Which town do you mean?
The one that we're... Our end game, now that we've done with the heads and...
I can't remember if... because I didn't note it down where Grayson grew up, so I can't remember if in an earlier podcast I've already said a different place.
Don't really think so.
It's one of the few things I haven't noticed. I feel like I said something.
The only time maybe you would have said would be during Grayson. Kriftpom's funeral.
Was talking about his.
He's talking about the dog.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember, listening back, if Grayson said anything about the city he grew up in.
That
if it is, and you
going.
Say something now, whatever we said before, now it's canon and it got retconned.
Tell you what, Grayson says, I've sent, earlier, I didn't tell you guys, but I actually sent a letter off to my folks, and they're going to meet us in North Hallow.
Mama and Papa Grayson.
My remaining family. I haven't seen them in a long time.
And the brother.
It's been a long time.
That's sadder.
Is that where you want to settle down? Down in
North Hallow?
Yeah.
No, but it's a beautiful town. And
settle down?
Yes. Okay.
What's this about settling down?
Getting married.
Yeah.
That's a bluff.
Settling down to blow, Grace.
Gross.
All right.
Did I do bad? I assume this was a private conversation.
No. All we didn't say that. We were
never
all
never mind.
Leo buys it. Cassius is a little dubious of that.
I mean, I'm not mad. Like,
yeah.
Settle down, you know, in the biblical sense.
As in, I settle
with
down
my wife.
With my... You oh. can. I mean, I don't mind if you guys are just...
Yeah, you think... Sure. You're a little... You clue
I've
in
clued
a little
on.
Bit, Cassius. Leo, however, you buy that. They bone a lot. You know this.
They're, like, they're probably fucking. I get that.
Maybe for one time... Maybe one time they want to bone on land. Who knows?
I don't know. Whatever.
But,
well,
yeah,
Leo's
Grayson
been
says,
dry for
North
a
Hallow,
year.
There's,
three. At least.
I've been told so there's sad. A beautiful park in the center of town.
Okay.
Outside and underneath the sun.
Oh, that's because that's where we have to get married underneath the sun.
I know your religion.
Here's a little funny tidbit.
Gnomes.
For all the viewers. That I didn't really think about when I was creating the gods. But on the human pantheon, the two head gods, gnomes and Penia. Penia is like the sun god and is depicted as a sun, and Gnomes is depicted as an old man who's blind and has like a thing covering his face. I didn't think about like they're married and she's the sun and he's blind.
Oh, he's blinded by the sun.
Oh,
that is sweet.
That's beautiful.
Just a coincidence.
Anyway. All
right. Just a coincidence. Don't read
so
it.
So I guess when we come back to, where do we go? To Bull Ridge.
Yeah. So we go to Bull Ridge and we'll take a cart or horses or... dog sled. So,
yeah, and then we'll go to you guys.
North Hallow.
Like mailmen, by rain, hail, or shine, you make your way forward to the next time on D&D is for Nerds.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.